Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness of it, the world and those who live in it. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. So then, everything belongs to God. And David elsewhere says, when he's giving things to God for the temple, he says, of your own have we given you. So everything belongs to God, and whatever we think we're generous with, oh yes, I gave this or I gave that, you're only giving what anyway God has given you. So this has huge meaning, that the fullness of the earth, that everything that the earth is full of belongs to God. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? This is the temple mount, Mount Zion. Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity, that's to idols, nor sworn deceitfully. So honesty and a pure life and a pure heart, a pure way of thinking, this is what God looks for. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of those who seek him, that seek your face, O God of Jacob. Lift up your heads, O you gates, and be lift up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O you gates, could mean you gatekeepers. Lift up your heads, you doors, and the King of glory will come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. What that could be saying is that when the people of Jerusalem are looking for Jesus to come back, he will. So that's why we should be encouraging Jewish people to repent, because I think that that is one of the factors that will affect the actual time when Jesus comes back.